This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Turn your magic on. Let me see you say everything you want's a dream.
It's the good stuff. I'm Doug Steffen, Mr. Good Day, having a good day with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, the winners and some of the losers. We're poking, again, it can't be all good. There's a little bit of bad here to fluff around. But for the most part, I love things like this, the story about a pregnant server in a restaurant working in Phoenix, Arizona. It gives me cause to think that all of the bad stuff that we talk about isn't really what's real, that this stuff is real. The story of a customer that gave this person a $900 tip. Sarah Clark says, quote, "You always hear about these happenings, but you never expect to be the recipient of it. This is a huge help for me and my family at this time of year." The family apparently is growing. She's 9 months pregnant, Ms. Clark, with her next child that's due next week. And she won't get any paid time off during her pregnancy. I guess that's the way the restaurant business is. That's the way a lot of businesses are. It's just the reality. And her fiancé is out of work, apparently, because he had some knee surgery. "I couldn't believe, quote, what I was looking at the first time around because it was such a high amount. $900, a lot of dough. It took a while for it to settle in, and once it did, I cried." She said that the woman who left the tip had been in the restaurant before. She talked with her a number of times. And that's probably because Clark and the woman have a lot in common. This lady that left her the big tip is pregnant as well. She said, quote, "I don't know if she really understands how much this is going to help me, me being on maternity leave and all, being and him being out of work. We're not going to be making anything. So this is really going to help with the rent and other bills." Beside the tip, the woman left a bit of advice, I guess. She said, quote, "This is God's money. He gave it to us so we could give it to you. God bless you."
That's so sweet. Yeah. I love that.
It really is. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot lately, and we were talking about this as we were driving around yesterday, looking, you know, there's such a divide between those who have and those who don't have, the so-called one percenters. And down in Florida where I am, Palm Beach County, we took a trip on Christmas Day after we'd done our presents and went south down toward Boca through Del Rey and some of the areas that are nice, starting at Palm Beach. Some really beautiful mansions and people who live an elite lifestyle. But, you know, there's this criticism that's aimed at them. And we did the same thing yesterday. Went up to Jupiter along the east coast of Florida and saw some things that were a part of our... I spent a lot of time as a kid in Palm Beach County. And Meredith's folks did a lot of work in Jupiter in that area. So, you know, you look around and you see these huge boats and these huge mansions. And you think, oh, my God, look at those people. And yet, what they really are doing by spending their money to buy boats or to have big houses that require a lot of upkeep is give people a lot of work. There's a lot of job opportunity that comes. Now, you can argue, and I argue this from time to time, I want those jobs to go to Americans or people who are here legally, not people who are here illegally. Oftentimes, you will find those jobs are going to people that are illegitimate, in a sense. I mean, not here legally, anyway. But the other side of it is, if you take that out of the equation, all this whole ruse about, those people with money, they don't respect the people who don't have money, I don't see it that way at all. I see it, you know, because a lot of people are giving to charities at this time of year and helping people out that way, which is great. But people who spend money, people who invest in companies that provide jobs, I believe that's an important American, if it's a tradition or whatever, however you want to look at it, it's an important aspect or a way to look at these things that sort of takes down the divide, or I hope it does anyway, because I think that that's the way to look at it, instead of always this fight between the haves and the have-nots. If it weren't for the haves, the have-nots would have a lot less to be have-notting, if you know what I mean.
You know, it's interesting when you look at other cultures, and you know, because there's a lot of people in this country, especially after Bernie Sanders ran, saying, "Look, we need to make sure that we're dividing the wealth." That we, but, you know, when you look at other places and other countries, there's still no equal divide of people. There's just less middle class. There's the
communist,
you know what I mean? There's the real, yeah, in communist countries. I mean, there's
have,
the very
the
rich, and then
have all the money,
everybody
and nobody else has anything. Yeah,
right. So it's, exactly. I mean, it's, I know our system is not perfect, but man, it sure seems like there's a lot more movement to go upwards than in other places.
All right, here's a story about a school bus driver named John Lunsford. John, last Thursday, last day of school, before the Christmas vacation, stopped. He's in a very cold area of Minnesota, I think. He's picking up some youngsters. He sees a young boy shivering at the bus stop, opens the door. Boy's got tears in his eyes. Looked down at his hands. The kid was freezing, as it was like, you know, 14 degrees or something. And so he gave him, the driver gave this youngster his gloves. Put my gloves, be okay. This is Washington State, Kennewick School District, Washington State. So this guy has been driving a bus since he got out of the Army. He's an Army vet, his third or fourth year driving. And he does other things, got a couple of other jobs as well. But he kept thinking about this youngster. And then he started looking at some of the other children who were on his bus. So after he brings the kids to school, he goes to the dollar store. He buys stocking hats and gloves for everybody on the bus.
Aww.
Just, you know, he gives the kids a hat and a pair of gloves. And then he gives other children on the bus that look like they need help this winter the same thing. So most of the children on his route that didn't have hats and gloves now are taken care of. Just another story that maybe you wouldn't know about if it wasn't on Facebook or some other place. It's been shared by a couple of thousand people, and that's not a lot, but I saw this and I thought, okay, this is good, and this is something that we all need to, so that we feel good about ourselves. And if you do things like this, you feel even better, but it's good to know that there are people who are doing it. All right, so I just tell you those stories because I think they're better stories than the following. There's always, gotta get a kick in the pants once in a while. I don't really know the story. Maybe you can help me. There's a documentary series that was supposed to take you inside the KKK, but it was canceled. Or I saw the folks at A&E discovered that some of the producers had made payments to members of the KKK. It was called Escaping the KKK, supposed to look up close at the Klan members and their families. But there was some news that the show, which was supposed to air, I think, this past week. Is it that last weekend or this weekend was supposed to start?
I'm not really sure when it was supposed to.
Was it? It was like
it's
last
very
few days
recent,
ago.
Or, yes.
Yeah, right. So anyway, they're not going to air it now, apparently. I don't know how you clean it up. Once that story breaks, how do you clean it up? How do you... The show has no legitimacy, really. And although... I don't even know that I want to know what was going on with families inside the KKK. What do you need to know about?
Well, I think originally it was called Escaping the KKK.
Yeah, right. So, that's what I said. Yeah, that was the title of it. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, yeah. But now it's called Generation KKK. So they changed the title. Well, no, they changed the title, which is very weird. And I think maybe that's when people started really railing against it on social media. And then it turns out they've got these producers who are paying people to participate and things like that. So A&E said, all right, that goes against everything that, you know, is our policy. So I think it's easy for A&E to pull this at this point. But I think, like you said, how do you clean up? I mean, this is already bad.
How do you clean that mess up, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Food for thought. 14 past the hour with DJV here. 2 days after Christmas. Looking forward to New Year 2017.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs. on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant with sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
There are two kinds of people in this world. The haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Start the new year with Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon? They don't even have an unlimited data plan. Plus, now get the new LG V20 phone and save 50% off instantly. That's over $350 in savings. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/LGV20, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Third through fifth lines free until 1/31/18. After that, pay $30 per month per line with AutoPay. AutoPay discount applied within two invoices requires new lines of service with one ported line. Limited per video up to 480p. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and games up to 2 megabits per second. $16.50 per month for 24 months with installment billing. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results from remaining balance due. Day-to-day prioritization applies during times of congestion, all while on the Sprint network. Requires e-bill. Other monthly charges and restrictions apply.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips.
Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yowza! 17 after the hour, Doug, Jen, and Victoria with another Christmas miracle of sorts.
Oh, good.
This comes from my hometown, or I'm framing in Massachusetts. Boston is 26 miles to the east before you get into the water and get wet. So somebody won a $100,000 lottery ticket last week. And instead of cashing it, they handed it over to a priest at St. Anthony's Shrine. The church was robbed in early December. There was a Tory drive or some kind of a drive going on. Most churches do that stuff at this time of year. So one of the good parishioners came in and helped themselves to about $100,000 worth of pledges and money and toys and that kind of stuff. So this fellow, who I'm not sure he was identified. I'm trying to find here. I think that he was not identified. So anyway, he goes into the church and finds the priest and says, "Okay, this is mine. I didn't earn it. I just was lucky. So here, you take it." And seems to be.
Wow, that's awesome.
Know, yeah, it really is. I mean, and it touches a lot of people when you hear stuff like that. So, yeah, it was an anonymous donor. Nobody knows who it was.
Wow.
He gave the money to these people. So
that
they prayed a lot about it. Isn't it, though, huh?
It really is.
Right.
And, I mean, unless he's just incredibly well off, which makes me believe he wouldn't be playing the lottery to begin with. So, to give up $100,000, that's a huge thing, yeah.
By the way, headline, bulletin, Alec Baldwin says he doesn't hate Donald Trump. He's an actor. I'm playing a role.
Right.
Come on. That's all I'm doing. I'm getting paid to be Donald Trump. I don't really dislike him at all. Okay. That's nice to know. It's hard to believe, but it's nice to know.
Big league, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I think you're right. 21 after the hour with DJV.
The EP EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air. Detox it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Alright, if you want to get married, you've come to the right place. Everybody except me. I don't know about Kara. I haven't made any predictions for her yet.
We're still working on the doctor anyway. For Kara.
No, but she's 10 years. She's way too young. Victoria and Jennifer, about the right age. So we have that as a wraparound for a couple of country stars who have become engaged over the weekend. Kacey Musgraves, from whom you are here now, got a ring from Rustin Kelly. He proposed to her on Christmas Eve. All over Instagram, she said, quote, "I didn't say yes, I said hell yes." Last night, the best man I've ever met got down on one knee in their little pink childhood home, the same room I played with my ponies and Barbies, and asked me the easiest question I've ever been asked. "I finally know what everyone means when they say, you just know," she wrote under a picture of her engagement ring. And let's see, who else here? Kelsey Ballerini. I don't really know, Jennifer. You're going to have to help me with this lady. I don't know who this is.
She's new on the scene.
Is she?
Yeah.
I remember her name. We've used
some.
Yeah, right.
But
she's engaged to... award? Or maybe that's what, we've seen her name. Yeah.
Yeah, she's so up for Best New Artist, I believe, in the Grammys.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
She's engaged to Morgan Evans, who's 31. She's too young to get married. He's about right age, but not to her. Anyway, that's my lead on. She posted a picture of her ring on Instagram and said, apparently, she met this guy while she was co-hosting the Country Music Channel Awards in Australia. And so they've known each other for 9 months.
Not enough time.
Think that's
no.
Not enough
this time. Is going to be a problem.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Too young and not enough time. Oh, well, something to talk about, though. 25 and change past the hour. Let's move on to music. This is the music portion of this hour of DJV, and our focus on Bruce Springsteen now, who apparently there's so much goodwill aimed at the memory of Clarence Clemens. His final E Street gig is now a live LP.
This was November 22nd, 2009, in Buffalo, New York. Final stop on the Working on a Dream tour, their last full gig with the big man before his death in June of 2011. So this has been released as a live LP, as a last-minute gift to fans. This was on the Bruce Springsteen site, I believe. Performance also features the E Street Band playing his 73 debut LP, Greetings from Asbury Park, in its entirety, Blinded by the Light, to It's Hard to Be a Saint in the City. So it's 3.5 hour, 25 or 35 song concert. That's what he does. He just goes on and on, doesn't have a break. He just keeps playing. So this would probably be a pretty good take, I would guess. I don't know.
This is definitely a collector's item for sure.
Yeah, I would think so. In his memory, his memoir, Born to Run, Bruce wrote at length about Clemens' final gig, as well as auditioning saxophonist Jake Clemens, who is the nephew of Clarence, I believe, showed up late, unprepared for his audition. So what's the matter with him?
He's
going to get it automatically?
He still made the band, so I guess you have to read the memoir to figure out what really went down. But, those are big shoes to fill.
Sure are. I love it when you listen to Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Bruce talks to Clarence.
Yeah.
we've heard it 100 times over the last month. It is cool. Yeah, it is. You've been good, Clarence?
We hope so.
Everybody's been good because we're still at it here. The good ones are around. DJV Experience at 28 minutes after the hour.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
An historic church in Warrenton, Virginia, is a landmark recognized by a 65-foot steeple. But 130 years of weather have not been good to that steeple, which was rotting and falling apart. The congregation raised enough money to have the steeple replaced with an exact replica made of fiberglass so it would be maintenance-free. But the city blocked the replacement, demanding the church spend over $262,000 to rebuild the steeple with specific kinds of wood. They should have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that church was none of the government's business. A town government has important duties, such as maintaining roads. But their duties do not include micromanaging people's steeples.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Preparing for the new year, a couple of different ways in this half hour. In a minute, we'll have Victoria Bullis, who is our resident psychic, talking about some of the ways you could prepare this week for the new year. And then the amazing Kreskin has some New Year's predictions for us, and we'll have a lot of New Year's predictions over the course of the week. Our conversation about... I don't really want to waste a lot of time, Victoria, talking about this past year, because it's over, it's done, it's finished. And the Tolle book, The Power of Now, makes me want to move into where we are at the moment and where we will go, looking at the winners and losers, accomplishes nothing. I am distressed a little bit by the continuing flap over fake news, this Christmas mall thing over the last 24 hours or so at a dozen or more malls, all started in Ohio, with a rumor from somebody, a chair dropped, and a woman said she heard a guy. Oh, just for that one thing, the viral impact of this woman hearing a chair drop, and she says, "Oh, my God, a gun!" And then everybody screams and yells, and it's all over the social media in that, I don't know, it was Columbus where it was. But then everybody storms out of the mall. They close the mall down. People get hurt. They're fighting with each other. And then it sort of dominoes across the country to at least a dozen other malls during the day yesterday. It's outrageous. It's there's sickness. It's a, whatever it is. A lot of youngsters caused a disturbance around a couple of malls, and they had a lockdown the mall in outside of Cleveland. Just it's very troubling for me to see these sorts of things. And I wonder whether we have that. You can't do anything about the weather, and the winter storm is going across the country, so there's not much news there other than what people are going through. But there is, if you tell people some of these things, maybe the awareness of it will calm people down. I don't know. I mean, it's sort of like these overnight sensations. Fake news has just since the election become a big thing in our country, and yet it's at the point of being overdone, overcooked. So let's see if we can do it differently. Victoria Bullis is our resident psychic, joins us every week at this time. You can find her at Victoria Bullis, B-U-L-L-I-S, or also at her website, victoriabullis.com. I will tell you, spending an hour with her will be one of the most enlightening experiences that you can have. So if you're a little wondering, a little worried, or wondering about what the new year has in store for you, perhaps this would be a good way for you to find out specifically for you the ways that, well, not only can Victoria tell you about what's going on, but by knowing. That's one of the good things I find using these sensitive tools like the business of being connected to a psychic and what that information can bring you. You can be prepared. Isn't it? A lot of people say, "Oh, my God, that bad news, I don't want to." And some psychics, Victoria, you'll admit, will not tell people bad news because they don't want to have that rap. They don't want to be seen as someone who is bringing bad news to people. But the other side of it is that some people, you know, that may be what's going on. And by learning what might happen to you if you don't take another course of action, you can take a different course of action. That's always been the way I've looked at dealing with you and folks like you. Learn what could happen so you can take another course. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. That's what I do. But I also am a little bit different in the sense, just a little bit, that I say to people, look, if you don't want to know about a topic, don't ask. When I start a session, I always say, what would you like me to cover today? And I stick with that so people don't have to worry that I'm going to find out, you know, I'm going to find out that they're going to go into bankruptcy or something terrible the next year. Excuse me. By the way that you started out talking about let's, you know, not wait for the new year to start. The year is over. Let's live in the now. It's exactly what I was going to start with, but you started it for me.
That's called synchronicity. My pal Uri Geller got me tuned up because I spent a lot of time with him last week in Israel. So we're on a synchronistic place, or in a synchronistic place. So let's talk about the ways all of us, individually if you want, or collectively, can prepare. Again, sort of using maybe the talents of someone like you who can say, well, this is what I see may happen. And then you can alter your course, which is the reason that I am interested in how you think people can prepare for the new year the best way.
Okay, well, this is a good time to stay in. With all the storms around the country, stay in. Sit by the fire and start thinking about what you'd like to see a year from now. If you decide what life should look like a year from now, you unconsciously and subconsciously start preparing for those changes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, stay in and do some homework for yourself. And then we all know that resolutions don't work. We've all tried it. I've tried it in the past many times. Mm-hmm. But if you have a theme for the year, such as more peace of mind, or not watching the news that you were talking about. News is usually, you know, not new. It's about people suffering. Yeah. So when you find yourself doing it, that's your theme, go clean out a drawer in the kitchen, do some squats, do some affirmations, read a chapter in a book. You know, if you have an idea of how you want to be different in life in a year, and you don't make yourself wrong if you don't do anything one day. You know, you just go, the next day is another day to work more on prosperity or self-love or gratitude actually is a very good theme for this coming year.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, that's the more that you're grateful for something, the more you get it, is what I always say. What were you going to say?
Well, I was thinking about all the books, the self-help books that are around now, and there are dozens and dozens, hundreds of them that are good, but they all repeat the same message or many of the same messages. And the number one thing that I see is make sure you express your gratitude for the things that you have. And when then people say, well, what does that mean? Express it. Acknowledge is maybe a better word, Victoria. Acknowledge, giving thanks. When I'm driving on my tractor and I'm in the middle of a field and I look at the trees around the field, I look at the sky, I really do. I say thank you to God for allowing me the time to spend in this wonderful way, constructive time, and it's allowed because the weather and the circumstances are so good. And then you think about the people that you have in your lives and how thankful I am that I have a wonderful woman and I have great kids and, you know, working together with them. But sometimes being more specific, gratitude expressions need to be very specific, I think. What do you think?
No, not necessarily.
No.
What do you mean by that?
I mean when you take a particular circumstance that prevails, that you have, you know, like I can give thanks for how I've worked with the people that are working on this program with me over the course of the year, and we've hit some higher marks, and I'm thankful for that. That sort of thing, I think, is good to be grateful for.
I feel it's a vibration. It's a way of being.
Yeah, a general vibration. I see what you're saying. Yeah, just in general, just say thank you. Not so you don't think people ought to spend the time being or expressing thanks for specific things. It's a general thank you for the wonderful life I lead. Is that something that is constructive?
No, I didn't mean to say don't be specific. I thought that you said that you have to be specific.
Well, for me, that's what works.
Pardon?
For me, that's how it works. It works better for me, I think, that way.
To me, it's just a way of life. Mm-hmm. By having practiced it a lot, that's one issue I didn't have in life. I've had plenty, but I've always been grateful from the time I was a little kid for anything that was done for me. So it's a way of being instead of something I do. But if you're not able to express gratitude to people, practice this year. Because I always say, be careful of people that can't be grateful or say thank you for something.
There's
a withhold there that has to do with control and other things.
Yeah. That's very apt. Yeah, I think that's very apt. Good. So be thankful. Give a bountiful gratitude or expressions of gratitude as you prepare for the new year. Victoria Bullis, B-U-I-L-I-S, B-U-L-L-I-S, at Victoria Bullis, or you can connect to her through victoriabullis.com. Coming up in a moment, some New Year's predictions from the amazing Kreskin here with DJ V.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike this week only. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See storekohls.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
44 past the hour. 2017 is approaching. What will your New Year's resolution be, and will you stick with it? The amazing Kreskin, around for a long time, a mentalist, sharing New Year's insights on this program and many others for years and years. Kind of fun to listen. Last year you said, quote, I think a very important change in government will take place in the next 6 or 7 years. It'll involve two young men. I'm not saying that the gals are not going to be involved. Considering that Trump won the election instead of Hillary Clinton, are we on the right track? Kreskin, what do you think about Donald Trump and what the next year or two holds in store for him and for us as he is president?
By the way, we have how long have we known each other? How long have we talked?
I think in the 90s. I think the first time I ever talked to you was either in the late 80s or early 90s.
I love you. You know, yesterday I was looking over the background on your radio show and so forth, and how that you were looking to the areas that you cover from, you know, pop culture, astrology, health, technology, pets, travel. My God, and then your other two people are not in your city, but one is in L.A.
No, we're all over the place. Yeah, Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Victoria's in New York. I happen to be in Florida today, but I was in Israel last week.
Where are you in Florida?
I'm in Wellington, Florida at the moment.
And Victoria's in New York, is she?
Yes.
Right now. How are you, Victoria?
I'm well, thank you.
I think the first time we talked, I was in the studio at KBC. It would have been the mid-90s. I think that's the first time I ever met you.
I've got to tell you, you bring up the election and so forth. This has been one of the most unusual, and I'm sharing this with you and your listeners from a very personal scenario, one of the most unusual, first of all, you mentioned the elections, and the last election I predicted, of course, was 2012, and that's when I walked on the Jimmy Fallon show and gave them a sealed metal chest that the NBC put in a safe, because I don't announce my election, as you know, my election positions ahead of time, because then the public blames me, that like I'm supporting them or what have you, and with all the photographs of myself in Trump's house because I performed in his home, and the pictures with Hillary Clinton because I performed in Washington, I said, I got to stay clear. The one at Fallon was a year and a half before the election, but this one I stayed away from because it was getting so messy and dirty and what have you, and then I decided, and you're going to kick out of this, Doug, because I could not have predicted that this would happen. 2 days before the election, I thought, oh my God, it's very close. All the polls say it's Clinton, but only slightly. Let's see what will happen. So I logged in New York. I won't go into the store. It was a big storefront, and they had a guard there for 2 days. The day after that, I meet a news reporter who's traveled all over the world for television, and he meets me at David Webb at a studio in New York City because they're going to broadcast it on the internet as well. And just before they're going to open the prediction, he said, you know about Fox, don't you? I said, what the heck, what's going on here? I just got here in the city an hour and a half ago. It turns out that Fox found out that I had been on one of their shows in December 9th of 2015, 11 months before, on WTTG in Washington, D.C. Evidently, I was performing there, so I come on in the morning. And it turns out, and I completely forgot ever doing the show, that during the program, they said to me, and I was very tired, and I had some bad news, family news with some illness, what have you, within the family, and I was preoccupied, but I'm still on the air and not just talking about this. And they said, who's going to win the presidential election? And I said, I do know, but I don't want to get in trouble, Kreskin said. I've been in his house, the one that's been shouting all over the place, and literally, you know, said that Trump would win. And I got to tell you something. I have absolutely no memory of ever making that statement or doing it, and yet if you look at it, I see myself saying it. And I've been asked all over the place, as far away as interviews in Germany would have, because people know my work and everything. They say, Kreskin, what made you come up with this? Isn't it interesting that I don't even remember?
You don't remember. All right, here's what I'd like to do, because we're out of time here. I want you to spend some time, if we can find some time on Friday, talking about next year, because that's really what your specialty is. Check out AmazingKreskin.com. It's 10 before the hour with DJV.
looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better, Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Those of you who remember the original Star Wars remember the theme music for Princess Leia. That's what this is. And so that's perhaps the best way people can identify and remember the reality of Carrie Fisher, who's done lots of acting, television, movies, but isn't she best known, Chuck Curry, for being Princess Leia? Don't you think that's
of
what
course.
Her epitaph will be? And I'm not suggesting we're running her epitaph, but the signs are not good for what's going on with her now, if you believe some of the things that are, the trending items on her and what seems to be coming out of the hospital, whether it's true or not, regarding her being on a ventilator. That's not a good sign at all. She was, she had the heart attack 40 minutes before the plane landed at LAX, so they had to do extraordinary things. A lot of damage can get done to you in 40 minutes under that circumstance. So they hold a good thought. What do you hear? Anything else?
No, I mean, the only tweet, I guess that's how we get our information nowadays, was Debbie Reynolds, I think 24 hours ago, said she was in stable condition in ICU. But, you know, until Carrie Fisher actually speaks for herself in some form, whether it's, you know, a simple statement, the speculation will run rampant. And the longer it goes on, obviously, you know, it's probably not good, which I hate to say.
Right.
But I mean, she's beloved, you know, because the Star Wars franchise is so beloved by moviegoers. She appeared in the last episode, will appear in the next one, and fans want to see, you know, do the complete trilogy.
Has she already done the shooting for the one that comes out next Christmas?
She did. She did.
Yeah. Okay. All
Which
right,
is
so
episode 8.
Get that. Yeah. All right. Chuck Curry is here with an update. Now we have the official holiday weekend is over, so we get an update on some of the box office totals were, and I'll give you a review of Fences that I saw last night. That's coming up next year on Movie News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
All right, 56 and change after the hour. Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here with us to discuss some of the movies that are out at the moment. First of all, let's get the box office totals, Chucker, as to how things actually shaped up for the long holiday weekend.
Rogue One, the Star Wars story, Doug, continues to dominate the box office, $64 million over the holiday weekend. That film's done $286 million in 2 weeks, $520 million worldwide. An animated film titled, I think it's Sing, came in second, did a very solid $35 million in business. And from there on out, everything pretty much is so much cluttered in the marketplace, everything trying to share the box office dollar.
Yeah.
Passengers, high-voltage star power movie with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence that I liked. The critics are not so kind. 14.8, just $22 million in 5 days. That is I'm not going to say disastrous, but it is not a good opening 5 day total for Warner Brothers at all. Why Him, a comedy with James Franco and Bryan Cranston, came in fourth, $11 million. And Assassin's Creed, a movie I guess based on a video game, ran out the top five, 10.2, 17.7. I just read an article before I went on the air. Box office overall in the U.S., $11 billion in 2016, which is a new record. Having said that, I still think the industry has a lot of problems because movies like Passengers and Collateral Beauty with two high-profile star power driven vehicles way underperforming at the box office this holiday season. And I still think moviegoers want to see concept. They don't care about stars. And that's not good for the industry long term.
Well, I saw Collateral Beauty. I thought it was very good. The stars in it and the story, very good. And the twist at the end that you don't expect. And then I saw Fences last night, which I would not recommend to go see at all. If you want an uplifting experience, don't go see that.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.